The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What time is it, you ask? 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program for Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend and neighbor, friends, Romans, and countrymen. Lend me your ear. Kara Schillen says that, and then says a few other things, too. She may say most anything during the course of this hour of the conversation, starting off with a look at the presidential primaries. Governor Kasich says it's a bizarre process. The Republican National Convention should adopt rules that would open up the nomination to more candidates. Yeah, I have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the way the delegates are being booted around, and the way that when you think you have voted for somebody because there weren't enough people who voted with you, your vote doesn't count. How's that right in America? I'm lobbying for change. I'm a change agent and want things to get fixed, don't you? Aren't you tired of having, in so many circumstances, your vote not count because you weren't in the right group? You weren't at the right level? That's what makes this thing so bizarre, one of the many things that make it so bizarre. Kasich reiterated his call for states to move from trying to pass things like the religious liberty laws, which is not helping the party and isn't helping America. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But you know why it's being done, or I wouldn't say why it's being done. The reason that this is a season in which attention to this is heightened is because of the candidacy of Ted Cruz, who is, whether in real life, and I think, to give him his due, I think he really is all about the way he discusses the issues. I think he really is all about the kind of restrictions and self-serving comments and you know, just in general, trying to get into people's faces. It's none of his business, none of your business, none of anybody's business. And so the candidates are frustrated. The public is frustrated. Why? Maybe we're just seeing democracy in action. Some people would say that's the deal. But it's a lot of chaos here. So we've got the Republicans stealing votes from other. Trump has had votes stolen from him by Ted Cruz in the process. And now, from Morning Joe yesterday, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talked about this caucus in Wyoming over the weekend, where Bernie Sanders actually got more votes, but Hillary Clinton gets more delegates.
Bernie Sanders' winning streak continued over the weekend with a victory in the Wyoming caucuses on Saturday. Sanders beat Hillary Clinton by 12 points, 56 to 44, notching his eighth win in the last nine nominating contests.
Okay, what do we do here?
I mean, it sounds like he's winning.
He's won 8 out of 9.
Yep. But
look, he wins by 12 points. I tell you, I would not do well as a Democratic politician. He wins by 12 points. He may not even pick up a single delegate.
Yeah.
7-6 now, with a remaining delegate to be decided later. I'm sorry, that's a crushing victory. Bernie Sanders wins 56-44% in Wyoming. The delegates rewarded: Hillary Clinton 11, Bernie Sanders 7. Why does the Democratic Party even have voting booths?
Now why?
This system is so rigged.
It is. It's outrageous that your vote doesn't count for anything if you're not on the right train. It's not right. When are we going to do something about it? There are 3 town halls, 3 remaining Republican White House contenders who will be involved in 3 consecutive nights, apparently, of broadcasting. CNN is cashing in on this because they know if Trump shows up, or even as the season gets warmer, they're going to get ratings, and their ratings, generally speaking, are not that hot. So let's have some more debates. Let's have some more discussions. Let's, disguise them as town hall meetings and have people come in Let's see here. The debate, it's one more this week, I think, between Hillary and Bernie on Thursday, right, in Brooklyn. The New York primary is the 19th, which is a week from today, if my math is correct, right? Isn't, yeah, I think about it in terms of me traveling, and I know I'm traveling on the 14th, 15th. Okay, yeah, I think that's how this shakes out. At any rate, Anderson Cooper kicking off the town halls with Governor Kasich and all of those people. That was last night. Anybody see that? Kara, did you see that? Did you see any of these? You don't pay much attention to this sort of stuff, though, do you?
I did in the beginning. I tried to watch the different debates, but it's just gotten to the point where it's it's too much, and if you have a life or anything else to do, then it becomes almost impossible to watch all of them.
Yeah. Well, the Donald Trump and his family, listen to me, the Donald Trump and his family will be on tonight on CNN, and then I believe there's one with, if I'm not mistaken, with if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, and then the Democratic debate. So Monday, Kasich, that was last night. Tonight is Trump. Tomorrow night is Cruz, and then there's a Democratic debate between Clinton and Sanders in Brooklyn. CNN is taking advantage of the political system, and that's A-okay. I think that that's fair. That's what they're supposed to be doing. That's what the news cycle is all about. And this way, it isn't colored. You actually have a conversation. You listen to people talk. You don't have some boob afterwards saying, well, this is what they meant by that. I don't need you to tell me what they meant. I've got a brain. I can figure it out. I can watch them. So as soon as the I might watch the live portion of this. As a matter of fact, I think I might. Well, tonight I have a couple of town meeting things because I'm involved in my town government. But when I come home, I might watch a little of that. If they get to the point where they're all done and they have some analyst, click onto NCIS or something like that. How do you feel about all of the analysis paralysis? You're not stupid, right? You can listen to all of them. Bernie, you can figure out what he's about. Hillary, figure out what she's all about. Donald, Cruz, all of them. Kasich, we don't need people telling us how to, oh, this is what happened and this is what they meant by that. Nah, go away with that crap. 13 and change past the hour and good day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for? We figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It's 16 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. As most of you know, I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And you may or may not, depending on where you were, your circumstances, you may or may not know your farmer. Who is your farmer? Do you know what your farmers are doing locally? And do you know what they're confronting? As with all of us, they have the same problems of government overreach. There are circumstances, for example, Caro, you are in Virginia. Vendors there who are preparing food at farmers markets and that sort of thing to be sampled by people who come in are now going to be required to get a temporary food vendor's permit from the Department of Health. The county health inspectors have been inspecting restaurants traditionally, but now they're being taken away from inspecting restaurants and they are going out to farmers markets instead. This I find not only crazy, offensive, it's this continuing, this onslaught. There is no proof, there's no record, there's no indication there's any problem at all with farmers markets as far as health is concerned. But now, out of the blue, the Department of Agriculture Consumer Services in Virginia is gone crazy inspecting the, and they've gone to the health departments in each town and city to require them to get permits and food sanitation inspections. Anybody who's selling food. Now, I know in the town where I am, we have a farmer's market. We have two or three of them, actually. And the town requires them to spend, I think, $65 a year to get a permit. And, yeah, the Board of Health can come down and look around and maybe do it once at the beginning of the season to see what's being offered, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But to get a food sanitation inspection for someone who's cutting a vegetable to show you what's in it or an apple or something like that, there's no protection for consumers. This is harassment.
Once again, coming up with a solution for a problem that doesn't exist instead of coming up with solutions for problems
right.
that do exist.
Yeah.
I would say with farmers markets, the nice thing is, you know, it's a lot of vegetables and fruits, and most people who go to them are already fairly conscious of food and what they're looking for. And with vegetables and stuff, you can look at it and see if it's good or bad, you know? And I feel like you don't need an inspector to come in and tell you.
No. Never mind that the greatest and most widespread foodborne illness outbreaks take place in large corporate facilities where the feds are supposed to be regularly inspecting the facility, like the recent peanut butter plant. The stuff that was coming out of there killed several people because of gross negligence on the part of management and no inspection. The disgusting facility, saw pictures of what was in there, maybe some of you. So where are the feds who are supposedly inspecting it every week? There's no report that suggests the business isn't up to code, and yet when people went in there after the deaths, they look around and they see the place is a pigsty. And yet the feds now pushing the states to push the local health departments to inspect farmers markets. I'm so damn sick of this stuff. This is the same. There's not one thing in this that convinces me that tasking the local health inspectors to target these farm vendors at a local farmers market is a boon to safety standards. We all know that restaurant facilities, especially fast food places, have a much greater food output and a larger potential for foodborne illnesses. So what about it? This is I don't know. I want to use the word piss. Is that acceptable, or does that annoy people? Is that offensive, Kara? If I say piss poor?
Maybe at 6 a.m.
Okay. So anyway, this is the kind of stuff that makes it's mud in your eye when all these people are doing these things to get in the way of good farmers.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's Tuesday on a Good Day program at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with focus on some of the things that are on television. The first slice of life goes back to last night. Monologue on the Conan O'Brien program, where he jokes about Hillary Clinton.
No, you know what's interesting now? Hillary Clinton, for the first time, is really starting to go after Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton is airing her first attack ad against Donald Trump that mentions him by name. Yeah, before now, her ads would only refer to Trump as A-hole McWeirdhair.
That's not funny. There's nothing funny about that. He's trying too hard now because he didn't like Trump. That's fair. Didn't like Trump, but there was nothing about that was funny. More and more, I've had good feelings about Conan. Liked him. I don't find Fallon funny. He's amusing and entertaining with some of the skits and stuff. I find that all these late night shows have become focused way too much on the person who's hosting it. Jimmy Kimmel is an egomaniac. And, you know, Corden I like because of the music stuff, but it's just, so why do I pay attention to it? Let's not. Let's do something else that may be more interesting. It may be more compelling. The situation Charlie Sheen finds himself in, being charged with, well, I'm not sure he's been charged with anything yet, but the news media would have you believe that he's out to get his former fiance, by, according to the gossip, offering $20,000 for somebody to quote unquote kick her head in. Now, there is a lot of this discussion on the early evening, what do they call them? The access shows, like Entertainment Tonight and all that stuff. So here's Ken Baker from the E Channel talking to Dr. Drew about Charlie Sheen. And where he's been and what he's doing.
The latest is the attorney for Sheen denies this all and says that it's untrue that he made any threats against her. And Charlie's position all along from the time that he admitted and came out and said that he was HIV positive was that he never knowingly passed along without anyone's knowledge of him having disease, that he purposely infected anybody or even potentially did. So there's been denials on his side for quite some time of this. But as far as what went down this week, and the specifics of it, we really don't have a lot of information right now besides what the LAPD has released.
Is E! News hot in pursuit of anything? Can you give us anything that you're contemplating or thinking might be going on out there? Are you hearing anything when you put your ear to the ground?
I think a lot of people have been worried about Charlie. They do see a lot of erratic behavior. He seemed to have gotten it under control. But now with these new allegations of him making threats, and he really hasn't been seen out that much, to be honest with you. He's definitely changed a lot of his behavioral patterns. And when Charlie recedes and you don't see a lot of him, usually it's kind of a little bit of the devil's workshop, if you know what I mean.
So... Why not just leave the guy alone? Unless he does so. There's no proof that he's done anything. You say one thing and it becomes an explosion. Right? Here's Dr. Drew again talking to attorney Lisa Bloom, who represents a woman suing Charlie Sheen for not disclosing that he was HIV positive.
The laws in this state are quite a bit different about the potential of exposing somebody.
Well, first of all, let's be clear about what he said. I never had sex with anyone when I was HIV positive that I didn't warn in advance.
He said that. He's on the record.
That's what he said on the Today Show. Not that I didn't transmit it knowingly, but he made a very clear statement to Matt Lauer, who followed up, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yes, I am sure." A lot of women have come out of the woodwork, including one who I represented. She spoke publicly about this, to say that is absolutely a false statement. And now his ex-fiance says that as well. And I also just want to remind everybody about Charlie Sheen and what he's done to women over the years. Woman after woman has come out and accused him of domestic violence. He's pleaded no contest in a couple of situations to domestic violence. So it's not a checkered past. It's a violent past toward women. Let's call it what it is.
Hi, 28 after on Good Day.
Those who do not know, speak. Those who speak, do not know. Lao Tzu. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Well, I got to tell you, for a guy who does podcasts, this saying about speaking and not knowing is a heck of a doozy for me. But I'm still sharing it with you because I think it's important. No one can tell you how to live your life. No one can really tell you what you should or shouldn't do, because in the end, we all make our own choices. The only thing others can offer you is information or their own experience. Your experience is your own. Your experience of life is unique to you. Although others might have similar experiences, yours is yours alone. What you have to figure out is what resonates with you, and then make the best possible decisions you can from there. To figure out if some of our ideas and information resonate with you, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And ends of things that are going on in the world on the Good Day program. Excuse me, my friend Kara Schillen and Dr. Jack Stockwell joining us with the latest on the Zika virus. Man, lots of activity in terms of social commentary all over the place. Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter. We have facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So we'll get to Jack in a moment after we focus on the weather system that is pushing across the country today. There has been a polar vortex. And now, I love these names that these people, I don't even know, is it the feds and their weather system, or is it the weather channels? There's what they call an omega blocker, weather system that is supposed to this week push the polar vortex aside and increase temperatures around the country by as much as 20 degrees by late this week. The reason it's called the Omega block is if you look at it on a map, I'm looking at it right here on a map, it looks like the Greek letter Omega, which is sort of like a horseshoe, in a manner of speaking, and that's the way the system is traveling. It's starting to form out in the Pacific. And what it does is warp the jet stream, so it will drag hot and cold air together over across the country for thousands and thousands of miles. So it will force the cold air that is currently in the southwestern part of Canada into the southeastern corner of Canada, and that'll push temperatures to 80 degrees in the Dakotas by this weekend. It'll be 80 in North Dakota this Saturday. Next week, it'll push the warmer weather toward the northeastern states. So where I am, well, let's see, next week at this time, what's today? I'll be back in Massachusetts. This weekend I'm going to California. It's not supposed to affect the weather that far south, but it'll push the northern area, the northern plains, across Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, into New York State, and across into New England, 80 degrees by this time next week. So is that good for your health or not? Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor and also alternative practitioner, joins us every week at this time. So what does the change? We always hear this, oh, I'm going to get a cold, or people get sick because they're not used to the fluctuations in temperature, which in my mind just means that they're wimps, because we should be able to withstand these sorts of temperature changes, for heaven's sakes. But what does it do, just theoretically, when one day your system is exposed to 45 degrees and the next day it's exposed to 75 degrees? What does it do?
Well, it usually stimulates the immune system. You know, the spas in Europe, and there's several places here in the United States that do this, will have these hot baths and then cold ice plunges, then
right.
a hot bath, then a cold ice plunge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's very stimulating. And people who have a problem with that are people who usually have systemic inflammation anyway.
What is systemic inflammation?
Oh, they either have arthritis throughout the entire body, or they've got inflammation throughout their cardiovascular system because mm-hmm. of the kinds of foods that they're eating. So that any kind of a pressure change, let alone a temperature change, and it's in my experience here in the mountains in the West.
You're in
it's
Salt
usually
Lake.
Yeah, in Salt yeah. Lake. It's usually a change in air pressure that triggers these kinds of problems more than the temperature itself, and usually a temperature change is preceded by the movement of warm and cold fronts.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of movement,
yeah,
there is movement in the Center for Disease Control, the federal, one of the many federal agencies dealing with our health, supposedly. The Zika virus is more dangerous than was first thought, it would seem. I remember a month or two ago, some of the focus I thought was over the top, and I sort of poo-pooed it. Now, because we're getting into the warmer weather, and because of what I just said about the Omega stream and what will happen to temperatures, the mosquitoes will be out. Most of the little pockets of water that have mosquitoes. Will the Zika virus come here is the question. Here's Dr. Ann Schulott explaining the situation currently with the Zika virus.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought. And so while we absolutely hope we don't see widespread local transmission in the continental U.S., we need the states to be ready for that. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S. So instead of about 12 states where the mosquito Aedes aegypti is present, we believe about 30 states have the mosquito present. We've also learned that the virus is likely to be a problem at much of the pregnancy period, not just probably the first trimester, but potentially throughout the pregnancy. This information is, of course, of concern, and CDC has been working 24/7 to protect pregnant women. We are quite concerned about Puerto Rico, where the virus is spreading throughout the island. We think there could be hundreds of thousands of cases of Zika virus in Puerto Rico, and perhaps hundreds of affected babies.
All right. So, Jack, let's turn this around a little bit here and talk about some of the ways to protect yourself and your family, because this is immune-related, yes or no? Does it have anything to do with your immune system?
Well, certainly. Certainly. There's a lot of other kinds of birth defects that are caused by something a mother may have picked up that's far removed from anything like the Zika virus because they have poor immune response.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it starts with a much stronger immune system so that the mother's body handles and takes care of this virus before it can populate to the level that it can actually pass over the placental barrier.
I'm looking at some of the comments that are in social media. Donald writes, time to bring back DDT.
Absolutely.
Change the name and color, and no one will know, but the problem will be solved. Is
Amen.
It one of the dangers? You hear all this stuff. Remember that poem? Who was responsible for the poem? There was a poem, and I'm now completely blanking on the name of the lady.
Oh.
I remember studying it when I was in school. And I, but anyway, it changed our attitude toward things like DDT. So I'm wondering, because a lot of times people put these things like DDT and Roundup and other stuff in the same category.
No.
And I'm not so sure that they are. I was in Home Depot a number of times this weekend, and there are displays all over the place for Roundup, which is one of the most horrifying things that there are on the planet today. It's, you know, easy to get rid of weeds and that sort of thing, but what else does it do? So how different is Roundup from DDT?
Oh, for Pete's sake. It's as different as night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, DDT actually breaks down faster than they want us to believe that it breaks down in the environment.
And especially if there's rain, right? Doesn't the rainwater
break down DDT? Yes, exactly. And some of the estimates I've seen is since DDT was banned worldwide, there have been approximately 100 million people who have died because of that. Either because of the
banning and the effects that the mosquitoes have on people's health and well-being.
The malaria being number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are millions of people who die every year, especially in the tropics. And millions, I'm not exaggerating, because of the effect of this parasite that brings malaria mm-hmm. that is absolutely stopped in its tracks by the spreading of DDT. When Rachel Carlson's book...
That was it.
Yeah.
Rachel Carson.
What was the name of that book? I just had it there on the tip of my tongue, but it was her book that she became the darling of the media, and suddenly DDT was a terribly bad thing. I grew up as a little boy up through the sixth grade in southern Maryland in the Tidewater area, and we were always inundated by mosquitoes every year, and I can remember this truck that looked like something out of World War II.
Silent Spring.
There you go.
Yep,
and so here's this truck that looked like it was something left over from the Battle of the Bulge. And it had this big cannon on the back end of it.
I had those too in Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly.
And I down the street blowing stuff on the trees and stuff all over the place.
Yeah, and it would be almost knocking the trees over. That stuff would be coming out with such power. And nobody on that beach ever got sick. Mm-hmm. All the kids. I mean, I remember we would run and we would stand in the street watching for the truck to come, and some guy would be waving at us like the idiots that we were. And then we'd go run behind the house as the truck would go by, and then the whole place would fill up with the smoke and fog.
Yeah,
and then we'd run back out and get back to our ball game.
Here's what this is, the correlative here for you and me and people who are our age, was going in school when they had the civil defense alerts, Connell Rad, to warn us or to somehow or other prepare us case there's a nuclear bomb, and we would go hide under the stairwell in the school. That was how we were going to protect ourselves from a nuclear blast.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Of course it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember. I went to grade school at Frank Knox Elementary in Lexington Park, and my parents worked on the Naval Test Center base, and we were adjacent to it. And I can remember then in the third grade, and we would do these drills where we'd have to suddenly, when we heard this alarm, get under our desk. And I remember thinking, for crying out loud, that this desk is going to protect me from the size of that blast. I think it was just crowd control exercises early in my life.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk for a minute about your podcast. Jack and his wife Mary put together a weekly podcast at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Each week, a lot of tempting information. And they've done 65 or so of these, been doing it for more than a year, hundreds of thousands of downloads. So what are you going to do to help people this week?
Well, the one that just came out, How to Withstand Nuclear Fallout, GMO Foods, and Your Aunt Beth. Everybody has an Uncle Bob that just won't come down out of the tree, and everybody has an Aunt Beth that just knows everything about everything and wants everybody to have her opinion and her belief systems about foods and health. And
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, Freddie.
That's exactly what she does. But I'm about to anyway. And it's a collection of some humorous discussion as well as some really good clear insights about GMO foods and the kinds of things that you can build your body, the worst thing would be nuclear fallout, but the way to build the body to handle the things, just like Zika, like you were just talking about, and the other things that we can do to make the body much more resilient against all of these external influences that are coming upon us. Now, you know, even organic farms, they're now being able to identify certain traces of mercury falling on these organic farms that originate in the smog of Shanghai. That Lake Okeechobee. They're finding mercury now in Lake Okeechobee in Florida. Yeah. And they're identifying the source of that mercury as the industrial centers in China.
Yeah. The world, obviously, small place.
Yeah.
And this is just to go back to the Omega Block weather system that I was talking about a few minutes ago. Everything travels around from west to east. And what's in the, whatever, wherever it may be, eventually, if it's strong enough, it's going to make the current all across and around the world. That current just goes around. Weather systems bring and pull. The wind does. All of that stuff is, yeah, it makes, it's sad, but makes perfect sense. All right, so check out the podcast for Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, more on that study regarding traumatic brain injury with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not a morning person?
Yeah, me neither.
Something just simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
48 after the hour on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me, and we're focused now on TBI. The study out this week finding more than 40% of NFL players showing signs of this problem based on some of the advanced MRI scanning that's been done. What I want to know isn't what's going on with the NFL. I think we're beyond that now. I've said and maintain that if you are playing football and getting paid $700,000, $7 million, $17 million, whatever it is, you've signed off and know what the chances are, the dangers are. So this is not about those people. This is about the people in college and high school. And you've treated some of these people because in Salt Lake, where you are, youngsters playing football is a big deal, right?
Well, it is because you got two influences here. You got the kids who love the game. I played high school football, and I loved doing it when I did it. Yeah. The other half of it is these kids who have some real potential and talent who are being pushed by their parents because of the college scholarships. Mm-hmm. There's a young boy I was taking care of, I guess, about 5 years ago, still in high school, who is now playing for one of the colleges in Utah on a full scholarship. And he got whacked again here just it was about a month ago, just a serious brain injury, knocked him out. He was out of the game, I think, for like 2 weeks. And it was he was threatening to lose. I mean, he's on the injured reserve kind of thing that colleges have, but he was they may have to put some other scholarship kid in there in his place because the game has to go on.
Yeah.
And I'm worried. And it's the first concussion's bad enough. The first one's bad enough. It's the repeated concussions on the same area of the brain tissue that never gets a chance to heal. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Bad news.
Yeah, all right. It builds up.
Jack Stockwell's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for those podcasts and see how great the enzymes are that he has there as well.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest buzz, maybe literally as well as figuratively. There were a couple of BuzzFeed employees who, I don't know if you saw this or not, wrapped rubber bands around a watermelon. It's the most ridiculous use of the Facebook new live video feature that you could imagine. And yet, 800,000 people had nothing better to do with their time than watch the watermelon get blown up by the number of rubber bands.
I watched it after the fact.
You watched it too? Oh, my God.
No. See, it was a good decision. Well, I was just curious what it was because it was like the most popular thing that had been on Facebook Live. But it was 40 minutes long, so I just skipped to, you know, like the 39-minute mark and watched it explode. And then, you know, not really all that much happened. So good glad I didn't watch it live.
670 rubber bands it took to get the watermelon to explode. It doesn't just collapse. It explodes. And then people, yay, I mean, it's the dumbest thing. And people are so silly. Mark Zuckerberg, remember, made a lofty speech last week about how he could imagine citizen journalists using Facebook to share what's happening around the world. Yeah, there it is. A watermelon.
I mean, explodes. It is something that's happening.
That is. It's happening, all right. Yep, it's happening. In a moment, the feds and what's in the sky and how they can protect you or not from that technology. That's next year on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, thank you. The parent company of the Daily Mail, the British newspaper, is in talks with private equity firms about a possible bid for Yahoo. Yahoo has set the 18th, which today is the 12th, so a week from yesterday, to get bids in. There are about 40 different firms who have expressed some kind of interest in Yahoo's business, either all of it or some of it. So I find that interesting, especially with the criticism that's come for the lady who has run it for the past year. Everybody says, oh, she's done a terrible job. It appears that it's worth more broken up, and that was her idea. She was there to run the company for the stockholders, and this looks like a good play for the stockholders. Let's focus on spying from the skies and what's going on. I'm looking at some BuzzFeed news maps that were published last week showing more than 4 months of flights by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. This is a real eye-opener. The investigation makes clear aerial surveillance by the feds is no longer a rare occurrence. They're all over the place. Remember, didn't we have this conversation, Kara, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, when we understood how many of these things are floating around now, this technology being used to spy on us? Story in detail about the investigation into this. The feds, the lawmakers want to have the feds get a warrant before they use drones to spy on us. Story is at DougSteffen.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.